Is this one of the more balanced offenses that you think you guys have seen so far?
Yes. Like I said, they're very talented all across the board. You know, at every position they have weapons. We got to do a good job, a very good job of trying to eliminate some of their best players. They bring a lot to the table, and we accept the challenge.
Who do you think their best, most talented player is on offense?
Oh, man, you can go DeSean Jackson or you can go Reed. I think Reed probably has the most receptions right now on that team. So he's been, the most targeted receiver right now. But like I said, DeSean is very explosive. He's very fast, and he can take the top off, and he can go to 0-60 real quick. So we got to be aware of him at all times as well.
How come tight ends have made plays against you guys consistently this year?
Well, I just think that the quarterback is doing a good job of just getting them in situations where they can get the ball. We played a lot of great tight ends this year. So, like I said, we got our hands full. We understand that. And, we know what Reed brings to the table, and we'll try to do a good job of containing him.
Not sure if Reed's going to play this week, but Vernon Davis, and that's not a bad backup to have, right?
Yeah, like I said, they have talented all across the board. Vernon Davis is still very, very fast, and, he's very explosive as well. So whether Reed plays or not, we still have to pay attention to Vernon because he can be a threat as well.
That running back trio that they have, is that one of the better running backs?
I think he's averaging over 4.6 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. So that speaks volumes, over 460 yards rushing. So obviously, they've been doing a good job of running the ball. They had over 200 yards rushing last week. So I would assume that they would come in here and try to run a ball on us. We have to do a good job of staying in our gaps, fitting the run up correctly, and gang tackling him because he's a very big back.
What does it do for you? I mean, one thing that we've been talking about, coaches have been talking about, in turnovers and takeaways. Obviously, you had that huge one. What does it do for your confidence, knowing you can come up with those big plays at the end? You and Slay, back-to-back games, I guess.
Well, I just think it's just who's ever in that position to make that play. It could have been any one of our DBs, in that position. I think that they would have made the play. It's just about making the plays that come to you. And like I said, turnovers are very big in this game. It gives us the opportunity to get the ball back to our high-powered offense so they can do their job, and work the chains and utilize our weapons. So it's very big. Turnovers is a very important part of the game, and, we want to continue to try to, improve in that area and continue to force turnovers and get the ball back to our offense.